Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Has everybody gotten a chance to review the minutes from the previous meeting?
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Motion made by Legislator Green to approve them. Seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, I'm going to skip. It's we have a resolution that's going to come forward at next month's meeting that's being introduced by Legislator Richard Parody, and it's on the electric vehicle charging station policy. In the policy as it exists, he wants to add to exclude personal use by county employees. He does not want county employees to be able to use the electric charging vehicle stations for their vehicles for free.
But everybody else can use it. It's not personal, it's not for free because the Chamber of Commerce is paying for it. So let's get that straight.
Right.
Well, now he's saying, I don't care who's paying for it, I don't want county employees to use it?
That's correct. That's what he's saying. So my view is the same view that I've had since this issue came up. I just think it's another attempt that they're targeting certain individuals in the county. I still think that this is a personal thing between John Parody and the county executive. And I think if that was not the case, this would not be going on. So I just want to go on record that I think this resolution is totally ridiculous, and I'm encouraging this committee not to support it. I don't plan on supporting it. I think it's totally unfair to put other people in the middle of a personal vendetta between the county executive's office and a couple of legislators here, and that's all this is about.
Isn't this discriminatory in a sense? You're discriminating against somebody.
Well, if you think about that before it comes to a vote, anybody have any comments on it before we move on?
Just add it to the list of...
Did you want to say something, Amanda?
Go
ahead.
Right now, we have access by over 97% of our employees to the electric vehicle charging network. This is something that the county committed to basically doing through we were part of the Department of Energy's Workplace Charging Challenge and Initiative, and it's an extremely high percentage of availability to all. When we look at our overall greenhouse gas emission footprint of county operations, over 20% is directly from employee commutes to and from work. This is considered one of the best ways to incentivize people to look at electric vehicles is having a place to charge at work. The first place is at a home, and the second place where you spend the next amount of your time is at work. So by having the infrastructure at all our different kinds of buildings, we're improving the ability to kind of a less, more friendly way of commuting. So it's an important part of the overall initiative, and I think, we can recognize that.
Right.
The press release from the White House last week recognized the percentage of availability of two county employees that we have. It's something that's really being pushed nationwide as a way to encourage electrification of all sorts of people.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments before we move on this topic?
I just have a question. Do we know how many county employees
1, 2, and 3.
No, not including federal.
Are you welcome?
I don't consider. I don't.
Okay.
Do that.
All right. And the other issue I wanted to bring up, I don't know if all legislators got it or was it just chairman of committees. I received an email today from the controller's office from Evan wanting to know before they're in their auditing process if there's anything we feel as me, myself as a chairman or as a committee, if there's any direction that, that we want to give them, where we think there might be places to go audit, whatever. I don't feel I have anything personally that I think that, that I need to direct them to. If anybody here on the committee feels, feel free to contact that office and let them know where you feel you might want to see them do some auditing in a county or in a highway, bridges, buildings, and grounds, or whatever. I mean, personally, I don't feel at this point that it's necessary from where I sit. Yes. Okay. If nothing else, we'll move to resolutions.
First of all, I'm talking about that.
Yes,
you were going to put it first on the agenda, and I see Amanda. I don't know if she's here for that or not.
Oh, you were here for to explain the.
We don't really know.
Yes.
The budget. Right. Yeah, or yeah. We can share. Not that well, we can share what we don't know. You know. I mean, the projects, obviously, what Buildings and Grounds can do, or DPW in general can do, and will do, and wants to do, is to make sure when the bids or RFPs go out, that we emphasize and encourage the people that are proposing to give us alternatives, you know, green alternative and lesser green alternative, because everything's energy efficient in one way or another at this point, and to provide us with a cost benefit so that we know that if, you know, we can go green and it will cost us much more, which, you know, the benefit there is to the environment. So we're fine with doing that. But outside of that, we don't have knowledge of incentives, and that's why Amanda's here, because she knows about NYSERDA, she knows about Central Hudson incentives, and, you know, we've always tried to take advantage of those things with the lighting and the charging stations themselves. That was a... So
your office stays in touch with Amanda's office during budget time to look at these things?
It's more when we are doing the project.
Oh.
And as we presented here before, kind of that update on the...
Would you move down more just because of my hearing, and I really want to hear this so I can pass it on to climate.
As we presented before, when, you know, you have the Siemens energy audit, and we're constantly keeping tabs on how that's being implemented, either through operating or through the capital. And that's something that goes back and forth between environment and buildings and grounds. That's a constant lift. And then what we've done is, like Susan said, we've been pretty successful in very proactively working with the utilities and looking for incentives. So we've already sat down with Central Hudson and their contractor to look at how do we build projects that maximize the services they can provide for us. And their evaluation of both the energy savings and the incentives that go on top of that. Because it's kind of a complicated evaluation. You're looking at, you know, if you're switching out lighting and putting sensors on it, that's one kind of cost savings. But you have another potential savings from incentives. And the incentives are structured differently from utility company versus from NYSERDA. So you have to kind of weigh both options when you're looking at the cost. And they've been really good, actually, as far as willing to work with us crafting RFPs for the design services and then coming back and willing to, like, help us review, you know, responses.
Is there anything specific planned for either the Ulster County office building or the law enforcement center?
The law enforcement center is, I think the last time, I can't remember the number right off the top of my head, but, there was, it's about, 40% of the overall county budget, and it's pretty much about 40% of the utility budget. It's about the same. It's a very large chunk. We've done LED tubes in the office side, and we've done LED lighting outside. We're looking at doing more LED lighting and sensors. And then the step from there, the plan is to look at solar thermal, and that's not, it's kind of waned in popularity in the last, 5 years, and TV on the roof. And other ways, if it's combined heat and power, what's it going to be there? It's a huge operation. It's a 24/7 facility, and if you walk in the plant room there, it is like a plant for a city. It's really impressive how it works.
So, if I may, just one more question. Is any of this actually budgeted? Because that's, the question came up in the context of the budget, either the operations or the capital. It would mostly be capital, which is why I'm asking out of public works.
There's an existing capital for lighting work at the law enforcement center, so we plan continuing on with that.
The boilers.
Yep. There's the HVAC capital, which is one of the topics that we met with Central Hudson and the consultants with ICF.
Great.
They have all the electrical schematics for the jail, and they're reviewing those. Set the 70 sheets of electrical drawings. It's pretty impressive.
You saw that on the capitals depend on what they recommend.
Yes.
And you do have the one in to replace the boilers, the energy efficient
boilers. Do you have a question? What's going on with the Solar City project?
It is still moving ahead. We're waiting for the last stroke of the pen from DEC. But everything's ready to go.
Do we have any time when we might see them do what they got to do so we can begin?
As soon as we can construct. There's a couple, we're still waiting for DEC to sign off on it, and then it takes a little while for Solar City to mobilize, just because of how willing they are to buy panels, get things kind of, they're not going to buy equipment until it's totally ready to go, kind of how their business model
works. Yeah, there's no problem with any Solar City. The guy from SUNY that put them all together. You know what I'm talking about, Chris?
Yeah.
It starts with a K.
I know what you're talking about. I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah, that's a, I think he was involved separately with the, because this is a contract between Solar City and the county.
Yeah, wasn't he running Solar City?
And, he was running the team.
He was in the swimming. He was in the
swimming. Does it look like that'll be 2017?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Anything special about the Ulster County office building? We talked about the law enforcement.
It's a good thing. Back when we looked at energy, energy intensity use, when you look at how much energy per square foot of office space, although you may not think so, it's actually fairly energy efficient, and I think most of that is due to the fact that it's huge. So you're minimizing the outside surfaces while maximizing the floor space. You get more of these odd-looking, strong facilities, and they're less energy efficient. It also kind of minimizes the return that you get from putting solar on the roof here. I didn't have time to pull my calculations. I went through this all once before, but if you were to build out the roof here with the solar installed, which would be great, you're talking less than 10% of the building load. So you're not really... So...
Cost numbers.
it's a good project. Anything was good. But when, at that point in time when we evaluated that, we knew that we would save like 5 times as many kilowatt hours if we did lighting in here outside versus putting solar on the roof. So the really, when we always think about this, it's going back to the basics, which is first, don't use it. You know, if you have to use energy, use it more efficiently.
Right.
And then think about on-site renewables. Because you want to make sure you're cutting down your demand first. It's just pretty fundamental, but it's good always to kind of go back to that.
My last question is about the RFP for solar on the on any county facilities. Is there, I don't know if specific facilities are listed in the RFP or how that's being handled.
It's still very much in development right now. We've been working on that. It would kind of have to go hand in glove. There's a capital or building roof. So it would be important to develop that, but again, we wouldn't move forward with that until we were sure about roofs being replaced first. So that's number one. Number two, there's a long list of town buildings with approximate usable roof space and their annual electricity.
Okay, anybody have any other questions? If not, we'll move into resolutions.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, thank you very much. Resolution number 466, amending capital project number 451 to provide for additional engineering and right-of-way services for Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4 project. 10-8-7-6-1.21 and amending the 2016 capital project on Department of Planning.
I'll move it for discussion.
Moved by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Maloney for discussion. Chris?
So just to remind you, this is the 1.25-mile project in the town of Lloyd that will take the Hudson Valley Rail Trail further towards New Paltz. You all created the project last year, and since that time we've been working with Hudson Valley Engineering Associates to go through the very prescribed approval process from the New York State Department of Transportation, which is providing 80% of the funding. It's federal funds, but it's administered by the state. We are moving now into right-of-way acquisition, and the offer letters to the four property owners have been prepared and are going out next week. As part of that, we hired RK Height, which is a Western New York firm. They're like the only game in town for doing right-of-way services. So we've added additional services to have them help us negotiate with the owners and make sure that we don't run afoul of any of the federal issues. So part of this was increased environmental reviews that were required. We had to do a bog turtle habitat study. We had to do additional wetland survey and other survey because we had to change the way the trail ran through certain wetlands. We avoided one property owner who we knew we would have an adverse relationship with. We completely avoided his land, but that caused additional design services. And the fourth thing that we did was originally, we had anticipated using most of the 299 right-of-way, and we've actually moved pretty much 6/10 of a mile of it off onto the old right-of-way, the old rail bed.
Right.
And what that does is it keeps it further away from the road and it avoids a lot of drainage issues that we would have had on the 299 right-of-way. So this is for environmental review, survey, additional design. The EDPL stuff that we had to do, I had to have the firm help advise us on that, and the right-of-way acquisition. This is for $41,040. Again, we were at $175. This brings it to $216,040. When I knew that we were going to be over, I also went to Assemblyman Frank Scartatus's office. They have made a commitment to try to get us a $50,000 grant for construction. So on the back end, I'm trying to backfill that or more. Yeah, you guys have that from last time. Again, I've got a bunch of steps, as Peter may know. You know, DASME has a bunch of requirements. We're going through that now. They think it's going to be fine. We're going to have overruns on each part of the project property, and the TAP grant that we got from the federal government was generous, but it doesn't go up. So when we go over, that's our share. What I'm trying to do is backfill as much of that as possible with other funds.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks.
Chris, just would you repeat what the total was? This is 41,000 additional.
Yes, the original contract with HDEA was 175.
Okay, I got it.
We're adding 41,040, bringing it to 216,040. And I'll just let you know, we did appraise the properties that we're going to try to get permanent easements on. We originally had anticipated a cost of about $85,000. It actually came in around $130,000. So when we go to acquisition, we'll have to come back for your approval. We do have the possibility of one of the owners donating their easement, which would save us a lot of money.
Wow.
Yeah, so we couldn't have that discussion until we made the first offer. We will be having that discussion.
So we can expect more increases all along the way.
I think, yeah, it's about a $2 million project overall. If I had a guess right now, you know, if we can contain it to being $100,000 over on the whole thing, I'll be really happy, particularly if I, you know, backfill. Time is money on these projects, and we've lost time because of the DOT process. So, you know, I may miss the construction season next spring, and it has to go to the fall. You know, I can't clear trees during a certain period of the year because of the bats. So if I miss this window before the end of March next year to get the construction, then we have to wait till the end of October. And that's probably what's going to happen because we got held up with the box turtle.
Can you let us
know?
We didn't
find any. We actually noted that there would be no impact on any habitat for any endangered or threatened species. So we did our homework.
What do? You actually send people out looking for them?
We send them out to look at appropriate habitat. We look at the footprint that we're going to disturb, and then they go through and they basically catalog what the habitats are. And there's a particular habitat that the box turtle uses, and none of those were in the pathway of what we were doing.
Well, then why did it come to your attention to begin with?
Because they're within a certain range. If they're within a half mile or a mile, you still need to do that evaluation. Mm-hmm. Like, we had to also be in touch with the Delaware Nation about tribal issues, even though we're completely not disturbing any new areas. So many months of going back and forth with them about whether or not we need to do an archaeological study. And we saved money by not having to do that.
Okay.
We convinced them that, hey, it's an old rail bed, it's an old, you know, corridor, nothing's happening.
Kurt, do you have something?
No, I was going to say, is there the possibility to go out with a tree contract prior to? I don't want a state project.
I'm not going to have site control, though. It would, but the DOT will not allow any construction until we have the permanent easement. And I'm making offers now. So in November, you know, even if they accept right away, to get to a closing and a formalization of that takes some time. So I don't know that it's possible. We also talked about potentially, like, sending our DPW to do it in, and we were close on the other window. Mike was open to that, but again, I got to have site control and DOT approval, and they're not exactly lined up. Like, we'll get, you know, we'll go back to DOT and say, we think we have this acquisition, we'll acquire, and then they'll give us the ability to go to construction. So it's tight for the spring. I'm hoping the fall we're in construction. And the town's project, which is the phase three, the county executive made calls to the governor's office because there was a holdup with the New York Office of Information Technology about moving one of those cables that was in the way. And we've heard that that's now moved, and they're getting ready to go out to bid. and hopefully their construction will begin in the spring.
Now, it's town right away, right?
Their part is town right away. Our part, we're going to ask the town for an easement on 300 feet, and the rest of it is all privately owned. It was sold off years ago.
So I was going to say, if the town had owns the right of way, they could go in and cut the trees down prior to April.
Yeah, where they own is not wooded. It's a little bit, but most of where we're taking the trees down would be along Route 299 on the stuff we're acquiring.
Okay, if there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to move this.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Lorne, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I'll be abstaining.
Okay, and one abstention. Legislator Lynch.
Yeah, HVEA is a sub-consultant on my process.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christian. Thank you,
Chris.
And, Mr. Chairman, on December 1st, we're also having a public information meeting at Onteora High School about the Ashokan Rail Trail Program.
Okay.
Project.
Thank you.
So I know the legislature distributed that. Mm-hmm. You know, please join us. It's at 7 p.m.
What is it?
It's a Thursday. It was one of the only days I could find that you didn't have a budget something or a meeting or something.
Right.
We have a lot of meetings. Thanks again.
Resolution number 468, amending capital project number 406 for the purchase of remediation of flooded homes damaged during Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee.
Move.
Second. Okay. Moved by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Litt. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried.
I was just wondering what the...
I think this is the one that's mostly up in the watershed.
Resolution number 474, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with Leland Holdings LLC for office space for Department of Health, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. This is to sign another 3-year lease for the
WIC program and the
WIC program. It's a 3-year lease at $36,000 per year. Does that increase from last time, you know?
It's increased 2% from last time, and it's not going up for the 3 years.
It's going to be that same amount for all 3 years. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to move it. Motion made by Legislator Lawrence to move it. Seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
I think they get some reimbursements for that, too.
Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislative to execute a lease agreement with 1500 New York State Route 208 LLC for a substation of the Ulster County Sheriff's Office, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. This, I believe, is moving.
1500 Route 208 is now which property is that?
I don't know.
$9,000 budgeted.
Right, and it was 6600, but he had less space. I guess they kind of outgrew where they were.
Yeah.
They found this location.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Yeah, the Redfield substation, we're moving on that.
Did he discuss this with us at law enforcement, public safety?
Okay.
Just a change of location.
So the primary reason is it gets growing out of it?
They grow out of it. They're leaving one and moving to another
location. I'll move it.
Okay. Moved by myself, seconded by legislator Licks. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Just I wanted to ask, thank you and ask you, I understand the notification went out, they're going to start paving on Sawfield Road and Ruby Road. Went out last night, I heard, and they're going to start paving tomorrow, or start paving yesterday.
I haven't been over there, and I didn't talk to Ed, but I did hear from him today that the area that was closed is shortly going to be reopened. And then they'll do the rest of the
And I want to thank you for Mountain Turnpike. Yeah. Came good. I didn't even know you were going to go down into the Mountain section, but I realize now that it's the same county route number.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I thought you were just going to do Mountain Turnpike.
I think that money was part of the Cable New York money, the extra money that we got. That's why to come up till the very end.
Yeah, very good. Nice job.
We left open
the so happy.
Is the circle pretty open yet?
No, that's what I just said. That's the one.
A couple weeks.
They're shutting down.
I hope both of them.
They were trying to keep emergency access for fire and police only. bottleneck right there. And it was always to keep it open as long, but now for probably 4 or 5 days, they're gonna shut it down, completely pave it, and get as much stuff. Hopefully they'll be out of it. They want to be home for go back to service on Thanksgiving and stay there. They want that bridge open, the contractor.
I think everybody wants
it. I'm watching every day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, that's the Thruway Bridge. I'm talking about the one by Heritage.
No, I'm talking about the Thruway.
Close to.
Yeah, close.
The bank goes there?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah,
what about the Troy Bridge? What is that going to be?
That's pretty close to the pavement there.
Well, I'm saying, I thought they were done with the upper part of it. I thought it was, now they were working on the guardrails.
Yeah, that came up with our last.
I don't know anything about that because that's a state.
Eddieville?
Hmm?
Eddieville? Yeah, do we have the Eddieville Bridge?
No.
State Bridge?
213,
right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, they were going to redo the guardrails
for
pedestrians.
Yeah, they needed to do something with that because.
Yeah, they are. They're working on
that.
If you're now,
they
could just do something about the
junk. I want to stand a motion to adjourn. So moved. Moved by legislator Warren, seconded by legislator Lick. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We adjourn.
I don't know if I told you.